Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, top of the hour, 713-780-3776. I'm looking at all the release guys last year in the minor leagues. Holy crap. Just the Diamondbacks must have released 70 guys. The Astros, not nearly as many, but it looks like a 2, 4, 6, 8, about 15 guys, 16 guys. But a lot of teams just released a lot of their minor leaguers. Although, let's not forget, minor league systems were A, double A, triple A, Florida League, and an unbelievable amount of players that they had. So, Beer traded for Greinke. Corey Lee is killing it in Double A.
Yeah, Corey Lee is doing he's doing a nice job. He's got 950 OPS, doing a nice job. He spent some time in A and Double A. And then, Forrest Whitley, Tommy John surgery. So he will not have pitched in 20, obviously, in 21. In the Grapefruit Leagues, this is turning into a little bit of a run for him. We know that he's had issues with suspension for drugs, or substances. So, I don't know. After Tommy John, he's still considered a highly regarded prospect, relatively speaking, but I don't know if you're going to be able to count on him. Beer gone, Corey Lee. Corey Lee, you got to remember, last year was a non-year for baseball, for all minor league baseball players. So, you certainly still have time to end up seeing him become a future starter for the Houston Astros. So that's good.
Yep. Bearing the lead today. Big day for the Granato family yesterday. Don Granato was hired by the Buffalo Sabres head coach. Congratulations to Don. I know all of you Sabres fans out there are happy that you got. Although there was a story. Yard Barker, you suck. I mean, it wasn't Yard Barker that put it out there, but there was a story here. Don Granato named head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, and then the next story is, did the Sabres make the wrong decision with Granato's hiring? I'm like, hey, apparently the Sabres make a lot of first time decisions, general managers and coaches.
/ inexpensive.
And Don is, probably. And Don is a first-timer, another first-timer, although he was the interim coach last year, and the guys really liked him. So this article says that they made the wrong hire. Screw you. Who is
I'm
this
sure
guy?
There is
you know what? You made the list, buddy.
I'm sure there is an article written somewhere in Washington Did this state representative make the wrong decision hiring Granato? I'm sure there's articles about that for insert Granato name. I'm sure there's an article written about, did someone make the wrong decision?
So there was...
think it's Granato's across the board?
Yeah, the only one it didn't
did
happen...
Did David Gao make the wrong decision?
Yes. The only one it didn't happen to was Steffi, because she's a doctor.
David Barron wrote that article back in 07 when you came here.
Colton Pinku. You made the list, buddy. Right this hour, did the Sabres make the wrong decision with Granato's hiring? Yesterday was Frankie's birthday. She sent a picture of her and her congressman. They had some kind of safari hats for everybody in the office for Frankie's birthday. They had a party for her. They love little Frankie. They had a birthday party for her. They had all kinds of streamers and stuff. Yeah, what?
Don't they have work to do there?
Yeah.
A party?
A party for Frankie. And the congressman's got a safari hat on with Frankie. And
which congressman is it again?
This gridlock. You don't have to work anymore. Just gridlock the whole. What do they have to do? What? Yeah, here's a here's a bill we're putting forth. Wait, it'll all get blocked up. It's not
it, yeah. Oh, yeah, because we better not have a party because we're going to get so much stuff done today in Congress.
What are you talking about, Dell? You just pretend like,
who does she,
here's something.
Who's the congressman?
Let's all vote against it or vote for it. Let's get no majority.
August Pfluger. You know, you heard of Pflugerville?
Yes.
His grandfather, I guess, founded Pflugerville.
That's big money there.
Yeah. August Pfluger.
Pfluger.
And he was...
August Big Money Pfluger.
No, I don't think he's big money, but he was in the Army. He's a really good... Frankie thinks he's just a great guy.
How did he... What Midland? Congressional district does he represent?
He's in Midland.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he's... she says he's unbelievable. He's great. And he was wearing a hat, yeah, her safari hat yesterday. I don't think that picture should get out, but
you're acting like it's that Ogeron picture when he was taking that picture from his bed. It's not that
it's
bad.
It's not that. No, it's not that. But as a congressman, you don't want, you know, your safari hat out there.
It's probably the least embarrassing picture of a congressman floating around right
true.
Now, considering what we've seen in the past.
No, that's very true. Very true. And he'd be like, really? This is embarrassing?
This is the thing you think is going to take me down?
713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, did you guys watch any? I mean, this Mississippi State Vanderbilt series is something to watch. Let's see. It was 8-2 with 7 runs in the first in game one. And it was 13-2 Mississippi State yesterday. So it's can't miss. Can't miss action.
Is it?
Is it,
I mean, they're just a one inning deluge from a team, and the thing is over. Did you see that the NC State kids who didn't get to play because they tested positive? They tested positive for the Delta variant of COVID. They got that new stuff. They got that new.
Ooh,
yeah. The likely more contagious, infectious one.
How's that working out for them?
I don't know.
They were out getting that strange.
What?
You
the
don't
strange
know that coronavirus.
I
mean, it's the new. You didn't have the Delta before. Highly contagious.
So
Delta.
Do our vaccines fight the Delta?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't get sick from it, from what I can tell. It allegedly is more contagious, but it doesn't make you sick.
Doesn't make you sicker. And do you see the messenger RNAs like Moderna and Pfizer? They say, oh, by the way, looks like you guys won't need boosters because it's going to have long-term viability for you to fight the virus. So it looks like you don't need any boosters. Sorry, Johnson & Johnson. All the Johnson & Johnson tried to flex on us. I got that one shot, Johnson & Johnson. For now, it's one. Then go get your booster every year. Get your shine box. Out of here.
Oh,
whoa.
I'm trying to get two shots. Get sick after both of them.
Salted them a little bit.
Yeah.
A little Johnson &
Johnson. Look at this, Johnson & Johnson. I'll get out of here with your 77% effectiveness rate and your booster needing ass. Got my one shot 95% out of here. No one cares about you Johnson & Johnsoners. Mm. I went to CVS and got a Johnson & Johnson. Broke ass Johnson & Johnson.
What? Aren't they all free?
I'm an elitist.
Yeah,
vaccine
now.
Elitist.
Yeah, you were taking all that slander from Moderna.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
Y'all still got the...
It came from Italy.
No, we
still got the poverty vaccine.
Yeah, we still got what?
You still got the poverty vaccine.
No.
The
Moderna's not.
No, Moderna.
Johnson & Johnson's poverty
Johnson.
Vaccine.
Y'all didn't get that Pfizer, so I don't want to hear from you.
Nah. Mm. Pfizer, you're good, too. We're both riding in first class.
We're not
business
the same.
Class.
No, we're not.
That's basic economy what Johnson & Johnson is.
Your economy plus.
Johnson & Johnson can't even bring bags on the flight.
Moderna's economy plus.
Oh, no, it's a Spirit flight? Ooh.
No. United has, you know, basic economy where, listen, guys, you want basic economy? Yeah, these prices look great. What do you get with it? Well, I mean, we could put you in middle seats, basically. You're at the very back by the toilets. And on top of that, you can't bring a bag on.
Don't try to bring
a backpack, nothing.
Nothing.
Just roll with what you got. Just wear triple layers.
Well, no, you got to have a suitcase, and you got to stuff that. And we, by the way, get two suitcases so we can charge you for both of them. Jerks.
Not if you roll.
Apparently, August Pfluger played football at Air Force, then Top Gun pilot. Reagan Swinbank says he's a family friend. He's a great guy. See that, Dell?
What?
I didn't Wearing say, a safari hat, too.
I didn't say he wasn't a great
guy. And you thought he was embarrassing himself.
No, you said that.
No.
I said he'd be fine with a picture.
Yeah. No, that's what's going on there.
Congratulations to Frankie for having a party on the government's dime, like the rest of them.
No, she didn't. They actually paid their own money.
Watch, yeah. We're going to find out. You know what's going to take August Luger down? Not that picture. It's illegal use of campaign funds. They threw a party for Frankie Granato using campaign funds. He's got to go.
There was, where is it? There was a congressman who's under investigation because he spent $1,900 at Chick-fil-A.
$1,900 at Chick-fil-A?
Yes, and he's claiming, oh, yeah, that was campaign money.
You mean over a certain time period?
Not at once.
He just kept going.
No, I guess he was.
I thought that man did it at once.
Allegedly spent 19, state representative allegedly spent $1,900 in campaign money at Chick-fil-A being investigated.
All right, look at his face. I can't see him. Does he look like it?
Yeah, that's he looks like.
That's a chicken sandwich eater.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For sure. A Chick-fil-A fan.
He was. He's congressional ethics. He's Congressman Alex Mooney. That's not it though. That's not all. He's done a lot with his campaign fund.
Okay.
Yeah. Spent over $6,100 on travel at resorts and hotels in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke hole caverns, log caverns.
Hold on a second. Did you just say resorts in West Virginia in the same sentence?
The Texans used to go there, right?
You ever been to the Greenbrier?
Hope never to go. It's the nicest place you could go to. They still have garbage quarterbacks running out of there and wide receivers, but go ahead. That's my personal beef with West Virginia fans. I didn't mean for that to leak onto the show.
Additionally, he spent more than $4,500 at Rooster's Amish Shed.
God, he's spending stuff on the worst things.
Hold up. 19, what is Rooster's Amish Shed?
Over
what is
53
that?
Transactions at Chick-fil-A worth $1,900.
53 for night? Who was he buying food for?
He spent over $19,000 since 2018 at St. James and St. Zita's. I don't know what those are.
Oh, man. St. James. You know what that sounds like?
St. James, yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the stage, Candy. Candy, everybody. Welcome to the stage.
If you hear welcome to the stage,
just did some quick math.
Whoever St. James was, whatever he got his sainthood for, he was martyred, it wasn't for a stripper pole.
Maybe it's the hotel, Lance.
It wasn't for. Could be.
It's the first thing I thought of.
When I hear St. James, though, all I'm thinking is, okay, so pain room. You got that. Do you gentlemen need some company?
Oh, no.
Need a drink?
By the campaign at St. James Parish and St. Zita's gift shop at the parish. It's a church.
Okay. Oh, look at you. You guys. Look what you guys did.
Okay.
Yeah, terrible.
That's where we go. But that's where we go, Dell. It could have been that.
Oh, my
God. It could have been that. Here, I'll type in.
We're putting that on.
If this was an NFL computer, I'd type in St. James Strip Club, and I bet you it was like seven show up.
I did some quick math. And by quick math, I used a calculator on my phone. So $1,900
at Chick-fil-A.
Over 53 trips. He was spending an average of about $36 per visit. So I looked at him. He's not eating $36 worth of food.
No, but
right?
That's for his campaign office.
That's for his people, right?
Yeah.
Why is that a problem?
I don't know. But when it comes to $1,900,
and you go
when you're putting down $1,900 at Chick-fil-A, we're going to look into it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay a little more low profile. Rooster's Amish Sheds are what they sound like. The Amish people build a nice shed for you. Although 3.9 Google rating.
Rooster's Amish Shed sounds like some kind of a really bad chicken restaurant.
How much did he spend at Rooster's Amish Shed?
He spent $4,500.
Yeah.
That sounds like how much a shed.
He got a shed.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I need
right now?
You know
how many Amish people it takes to pull up the ropes? And build the barn like
one
that.
On the count of seven, Jebediah and Uri. One, two, and pull the horses and the plows. Three, Marjorie, churn the butter.
But didn't they used to do that for free for everybody? Everybody got together. They ate corn and the picnic table.
Well, now
if you're in the Amish community.
$4,500 seems like, wait a minute, it used to be free.
Not if you're a state senator. They don't give their furniture away for free. Come on now, the Amish have to eat too. No. They just have squash.
Who's paying for all that corn and chicken that they're eating at the picnic table?
You want to know what he should have done?
State senator.
What he should have done is brought them some Chick-fil-A.
Reckless eyeballing one of those Amish girls.
Hello, brother. May I suggest?
You don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to.
From every movie and TV show I've seen.
You want to? Banshee?
The Amish turn into a different breed when you start eyeballing their women.
When that rump springer hits, you never know what he's going to. Of course, that's 16, so maybe not. He should have just gone with some of the Chick-fil-A. Hello, brothers. Would you perhaps be interested in bartering one of your sheds
for a waffle
with
a fry?
Delicious chicken sandwich and Polynesian sauce with waffle fries? But I would have gone.
I would have. I traded.
I think it would change their minds. One spicy chicken sandwich would have shook them to the core.
No, they ain't eating. It's Amish. They ain't going there. That's like the devil making chicken sandwiches.
It's the most basic of spices. Just give it to them. They're like, what's this?
Chick-fil-A's pretty
basic.
They'd
be like, oh, now all of a sudden they're watching TV again and driving in cars.
Chick-fil-A.
No. We ain't doing spicy chicken sandwiches.
Chick-fil-A is a pressure-cooked chicken sandwich with two pickles. It's pretty basic.
No, the Amish are going to be not the spicy.
The Amish aren't eating spicy.
That's what I said.
Yeah, why not?
Aren't eating spicy.
You're trying to broaden their horizon.
Next thing you want them driving around in a car.
The devil sandwich. Yes, you eat the devil sandwich.
No,
the Amish like a non-spicy.
All of a sudden, they're all showing up at the St. James Strip Club.
Perfectly bland and plain chicken sandwich. That's what the Amish want.
Not on Banshee. The Amish on Banshee will eat a spicy chicken sandwich.
Those are very dangerous.
They do stuff. Those Amish do stuff.
That's two very specific Amish people you're talking about. One is a killer and one likes to
do stuff.
Slam.
Yeah. Whoa. 815 ESPN 97.5. That was our Amish segment. 713-780-3776. This is our basketball segment where we talk about Keith Tate and hoop sporting goals and equipment, which is the best goal in the history of goals, and it's not even arguable. If you're looking for the best, it is awesome. Dad, the kids can't enjoy the goal that's sitting there at 10 feet. By the way, the stanchion is wobbly. There's no net. The rim is bent. Our goal sucks, Dad. So what we need is the hoops goal, which is the best. Tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, the installation, which is second to none, never moves. The unrustable stanchion, the gold that raises and lowers. Go to the website, produnkhoops.com, and go look at the pictures. All the pictures are of kids dunking. Kids that can't dunk, dunking. How are they dunking? Because they're lowering the goal. So if you're looking for the best goal where the kids can actually enjoy it, even the big kids like to lower the goal and have fun playing as well. But you can also put it at 10 feet and enjoy it that way as well. So all you got to do is go to produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Angel Hernandez call Buster Posey, Trevor Bauer's pitch that was 4.31 inches outside the plate is called the worst call of the season. Angel's done much worse than that.
Statistically the worst relative to the strike zone and the stat cast, and nobody's missed one that bad this year. That's the worst miss of the season. I mean, give the man some credit. He's top of the food chain.
Listen, he's like on the Mount Rushmore of worst calls.
Yeah,
no.
I think that's what they're saying.
He's the best ever. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. I mean, he's just taking his annual crown. That's all he's doing. I got a question, a question, I guess, that Armando asked from earlier in the show. I'm going to take a little issue with. He said, a lot of ex-Rockets contributing in the playoffs. Why didn't it work here? Well, I'd say it did work here to an extent. I mean, all these ex-Rockets had moments with the Rockets, too. They were in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, they couldn't get past Golden State Warriors. But I wouldn't say it didn't work. It's not going to work also for two Rockets and the three Rockets, if you count James. But let's just say the Clippers don't win, so it's not going to work for Pat Beverly. And let's say the Hawks end up winning. It's not going to win for P.J. It's not going to work for P.J. Tucker. I'd say the Rockets consistently won 50, were consistently in the playoffs, consistently into a minimum of the second round, two Western Conference Finals. It did work here for them. They didn't reach the ultimate goal, but I think what the Rockets built, it worked, meaning they were competitive at a high level on a consistent long-term basis, they just never reached, they never accomplished their goal. They never accomplished their goal of getting to an NBA Finals. So I wouldn't say that it, why didn't it work here? I mean, all those guys you're mentioning, you know, let's face it, Capella was a piece. He was never the dude. The Rockets were built around a dude and a bunch of pieces. And then it was two dudes when it was, you know, when Chris Paul came. And then it was, I guess, two dudes with Russell Westbrook, I guess. And now it's no dudes, basically.
But, well, it was Chris Paul's hamstring. And is this, yeah, that's what kept them? What do you mean it didn't work? They were 65-win team. They were really good.
It worked. And PJ was on that team. Capella was on that team. The only guy that wasn't on the team was Capella was on that team, right? Yeah, he was on that team.
He was on that team.
The only guy that didn't work for was Beverly, because Beverly wasn't on that team. And Beverly had his moments with the Rockets, and those Rockets teams were competitive. He was with the Dwight teams.
We are finding out, you know, we were all on board, you know, that Russell Westbrook injury thing where he ran up to half court when they were going to call a timeout, and he injured him.
Oh, man.
That was...
Pat is he crosses the line. Shot. He is cheap shot.
He's a cheap shot.
It's the little things that he does that can get guys hurt. What was astonishing to me, and it's obviously intentional, is that, because I've been waiting for Pat Beverly to send Chris Paul off the deep end, because Chris is so competitive. When he came up under Chris Paul, and Chris Paul got, and whether you think it was intentional or not, they called it a flagrant. Chris landed pretty hard, and it's not like he's not a guy who gets hurt, you know, who's got some injury
concerns.
And
did you see Bev's act after he did it?
Where he starts jumping and making fun of him. And you can even tell Van Gundy, who loves Pat Beverly, I think, was really, he even said, when a guy is down and you don't know if he's hurt, like, for you to do that's probably not great. I was surprised at the reaction. And then Pat Beverly came back, and it looked like he was kind of apologizing to Chris, like, I didn't mean to do that or whatever, after Chris made his three, because it was a three-point shot. He got fouled in the act of shooting. He got turned sideways and landed hard on the ground. Chris Paul never saw him once show any flashes of anger or anything. And that, to me, that would have pissed me off if I were Chris Paul. To me, that just shows me that Chris is very aware of who Pat Beverly is and what Pat Beverly is, and he's not going to let Pat get in his head. And he didn't want to show any, because if he showed any level of anger, it's going to be on. Remember, Pat Beverly's the guy that busted up. He's the reason Devin Booker is wearing a mask on his face.
Mm-hmm.
He's the reason Chris Paul, like, I knew Bruce Bowen was dirty. We knew that.
Not like Pat.
I'm getting to the point where I think Pat is willing to do stuff, not necessarily to injure you, but certainly to rough you up and make you uncomfortable, angry, at a minimum. He's doing that.
Yep.
That's 100% for sure. It's impossible to love Pat Beverly unless he plays for you.
Unless he plays for you.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. When he plays for you, you're like, that's okay. You know, I didn't feel bad for Russell Westbrook. Oh, well. Russell Westbrook's out. Oh, well. Nice job, Pat. But now that he's not on our team anymore, he's a cheap shot. Damn. Clean it up. Is there any coincidence that when Dusty said the orange, big orange wagon, that they have sucked? Is the big orange wagon the Astros Letterman jackets?
I blame people for embracing it. Dusty just tossed something out there, and people ran. I was like, no, don't do it. You guys did it, and now see what's going on?
The big orange wagon.
Give me
could
a shirt.
The,
I want a shirt.
And all these people try to jump on with. I saw two different shirts.
Well, one of them was a train.
I know.
What the? That's not a wagon.
They're trying to stick with the train and the.
What?
The
that's
stands.
Stupid. It's a big wagon. Orange wagon. That's
there
not
shouldn't
a train.
Have been a there should have been a shirt. That's not a cool. The big orange wagon just isn't a. That's not a thing. Delete all those shirts. Sell them. Burn them. Get rid of them. Those are the bad luck. Those are the Letterman's jackets. Yes.
Those are the Letterman jackets right now.
Yep.
It better not mean a 2-win season next year.
Those are the shark. Those are the shark.
That was the beginning of the 2-win season.
That's the shark logo.
Didn't they lose four of their next five, and then a 2-win season the next year?
Yes. Yeah, that was 12, and then 13 was a 2-win season.
Yeah.
It's the epitome of worst case scenario. It's the Rockets.
For those of you don't
Chinese
know.
Uniforms, but I think it maybe even be shark teeth logo when they switched from red and yellow to the worst pajama. Those, when I see those now, they make me
it's so stupid.
They really get me a little upset. I've never been upset about a uniform in my entire life. These are corny, bland ones for the Texans.
They look like pajamas.
But the Rockets teeth, the Rocket with the teeth on the long pajamas, like that one does make me. That makes me
you
ill.
You go from championships to that. That's what you went to?
Well, it's great because you went from championships to falling down old man Pippen and then Coutinho and Steve. So the uniforms matched the team you're going to.
Yeah, that's true. It was all horrible. And yeah, those years, the Steve and Coutinho years, good Lord. But by the way, if you don't know what the Letterman jackets was, in 12, the Texans were 12-1 going into New England.
Yeah, feeling really good.
Feeling great about themselves. And
they should have.
And they all had Letterman jackets. Well,
the
made.
Defense, right, for the most part?
The defense.
Was it just the defense?
Yeah, it was just the defense.
Oh,
No. I think Schaub had one too.
Yeah. But it was a defensive-led idea.
Yes.
But
Sean it was Cody. Connor Barwin's idea, I believe. I think it was Barwin and Cody, yeah.
Yeah, but they all had them, yeah, because Schaub had one. I like to call him Schaub. And they went into New England and got their ass handed to them and then proceeded to lose 4 out of 5, sucked. And then the next year they came back and won 2. Were a favorite, actually, to be a Super Bowl team and won 2 games. I don't remember a team that had as much hype and was expected to do as much that was worse than that Texans team.
Do you think the Texans should just avoid team-wide or even position-wide get-ups before games? Because the linebackers have their thing, and that team, you know, that was when they're actually on their way to win a division, and now they're terrible the following year. You think it's a precursor for things to come? So if we see we see it happen again, we know the following year is going to be absolutely terrible. Because this year was terrible. You know, the linebackers had all their things they were doing last year because they felt really good about themselves. And then what happened? Yeah. It's a precursor for awful things.
It was Sean Cody, by the way. That was his idea. Sean Cody just made that and immediately got out of town the next year. Like, oh, sorry, guys. Sorry, I jinxed you. Bye. You're going to have. So since
you
that time, you've had a two-win season.
Some kind of an agent from the,
well, I just,
the Patriots?
No, I just think he's a tiki statue. You haven't been the same ever since then. You have had a 10-11-win season. You had
it's not my job.
And you didn't make the playoffs. You didn't win division, so maybe I shouldn't say that. That's actually, I guess, incorrect.
You've never been a real Super Bowl contender since.
No, not really. You have had 4-win and 2-win seasons since then, which were not great.
Well, Sean Cody never played an NFL game after 2012?
No, I thought he went somewhere else.
No, I'm looking at his career. Unless...
That was it. They blackballed him from the league after that.
Yeah,
he
was doing podcast stuff.
He never played another game after he got hurt against the Bills. He played.
Don't say Patriots.
No, he got hurt against the Bills and came back. This was earlier in the season. But he never played another game.
Well,
fine. He should be kicked out of the league. That's what happened, apparently. They ran him out of the league.
He's the mush.
He should be kicked out of the league.
827.
Ran him out of the league for that nonsense. And at the time, I thought, it's kind of, I actually kind of like that. And then when, I mean, it's better than Rock Boys.
And then they got
did you see Jacob Martin has a new,
then they got their asses.
No. I can tell you haven't seen this. I can tell you don't check your Twitter because somebody sent it to you or you commented. Jacob Martin said, redemption tour. It's a Rock Boys Redemption Tour. They already have a logo.
Oh.
Yep, they already have a logo for this year. 2021 is the logo of a bull with the nose ring, and it's Redemption Tour, Rock Boys. They've got the Rock Boys stuff is coming back.
Oh,
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's dope, isn't it? It's great.
not so much.
That's terrible. Please don't
even
say
in
that
his
anymore.
Profile.
Please don't say Rock Boy
anymore.
In
his profile, he calls himself a Houston Texans Rock Boys with a Z because it's cooler.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
In his Twitter profile?
Right on top.
I mean, the very last thing he's tweeted, John, is right here.
He's retweeted some things, but the last thing he has actually tweeted.
I don't want to see it.
Look at the logo.
No,
it's a bull with the ring in the nose.
It says it literally says Redemption Tour, Rock Boys 2021. It's a bull. It's ringing the nose.
I don't want to see it.
You got the earth in the background.
I'm sick. I'm disgusted.
Don't you love your team, John?
Let me see what the comments are. It's probably all positive
stuff.
Oh, well, we were tagged once.
What a bunch of cornballs.
Cool. Debbie the Texan said, oh my God, yes, we are Texans. And also Rock Boys. Well, she hashtagged it.
Let's get to the end. Effing stop already.
Talk to them. Cool. Hold on.
Let's get to the end.
Effing stop already.
Every time they get a sack, they're going to do.
Here it is. That bleep
they're down 48-7, and they get a sack, and they're going to break out their guitars.
Yes. That bleep was embarrassing three seasons ago. Can't wait for some super cool air guitar when one of our 93 linebackers gets a tackle at the line of scrimmage when down 24 with 1 minute left in the third quarter. That's the most accurate tweet I think I've ever heard. He said, it started three seasons ago. Can't wait for some super cool air guitar in all caps. When one of our 93 linebackers, that's also accurate. Yep. It feels accurate. Gets a tackle at the line of scrimmage when down 24. Accurate. With 1 minute left in the third quarter.
He said 9 minutes, I think. That's how bad he thinks the team
will
be.
Yeah, with 9 minutes left in the third quarter. And then Samuel says, yes, sir. Yeah. And somebody else says, most underrated team in the league. Most unnecessary most unnecessarily hated ever in NFL history. Y'all about to make some quote unquote experts look stupid.
Are they? Are they now? Are you though?
Yo, dude, Anthony Weaver talked the talk when it came time to it. He held a bunch of people back. This defense going to be back to instincts and be at least decent.
At least decent. Wait, well, there's your bar. Decent.
No,
there's your bar.
You won't take that this year?
Oh, I would take that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else I take? Listen, we were out sitting outside, not last night, the night before. Not a mosquito, nowhere in sight. Sat out all night long, watched the Astros on the patio, and couldn't have been better. And it's because of Scott McGrath, and because we have. If you don't have the mosquito murdering system, I'm telling you, it goes off at dawn and at dusk, and that's all you need. And the mosquitoes stay away, and they're not coming back around the mosquito murdering system because they know better. It kills them all. You have no bugs in your backyard. You will be able to enjoy it. If you have not done this, if you are somebody that's going to spend and has been spending the summer in the backyard with the kids at the pool, and you just can't stand it anymore because of all the mosquitoes, you give them a call. Call Scott McGrath and get this mosquito murdering system. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240. He can also kill all your bugs, ants, roaches, fleas, bed bugs, spiders, everything. It's what they do. Every quarter or so, they come to the house and they spray. But the mosquito murdering system, awesome, awesome, awesome. You're sick of mosquitoes? 281-469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 834 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. You guys are really slow this week with the phones. It's ridiculous. I'm going to, do something. Stop being so lazy. You're all lazy.
By the way, we have two barbecue packs to give out from, actually one today, from Pete's Fine Meats. Michael said, okay, today we're doing a brisket, two chickens, and a slab of ribs.
Wow.
All together. So we're going to have, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give away a...
For 4th of July, that'll be sweet.
Yep, for 4th of July.
A brisket, two chickens, and a slab of ribs.
You got... your whole barbecue taken care of.
Yeah.
You got your whole family, neighbors. You got a lot taken care of there with two chickens and a slab of ribs and a brisket. So that's the barbecue pack. We're going to give away one today and one tomorrow. You'll be able to pick them up Friday or Saturday, your choice. Mm-hmm. Pete's Fine Meats at Richmond and Chimney Rock. So listen in, and we will tell you how to win in the 9 o'clock hour.
You know, that is... an awesome, awesome gift. while you're talking about that and listening to all the food, I was trying to think, do I like enough people to have that much food around me? Like, because I got to feed all. I don't think I like enough people that I would want to feed them with that much food.
Well, can't you store it? You could freeze it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Obviously, I could have it for myself, but this is for 4th of July. You have people over, you want to feed them. There are not enough people in my life that I like that I want them around enough for all that food.
No, I'm pretty sure you don't want people around you.
There's like two.
Like, there's a lot of people who are afraid of 4th of July. They're still afraid to have gatherings. I just read a story. There was like a high percentage of people are still not going to be gathering for 4th of July. You're not doing it because of COVID related. You're doing it because people related.
It's not fear. I don't fear COVID. I just don't like you.
Yeah.
I don't like people. There are enough people where I'd be like, you know what? I want to put all this together.
Right.
What?
Why? And I want to have people over.
For you? I want to entertain you in my home?
Right.
Nah.
Nah. I'm not doing
it. Are you doing the barbecue thing?
No, I'm going out of town. You doing the barbecue thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're
going to have friends and neighbors over?
Well, I have family. Actually, well,
his family is it's just his immediate family.
It's enough.
It's a big gathering that you would not want to be a part of.
No, actually, well, we're just going to do it just for our immediate family. My brother and my sister-in-law are coming to town Friday. My mom and dad.
I thought they moved
in.
Here.
They moved. They moved back.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming in from. They live in Tomball, so coming in town is still like an hour away.
No, they got to get a hotel.
That's what I'm saying. They're coming in town.
That's dumb.
It's not. They don't live in Houston. They live in Tomball. That's a different thing. But, yeah, they're coming in, so I get to see Mike and Lisa since he was in Arlington coaching for a year, came back here, and then my mom and dad are coming to town. So that's on Friday. So for 4th of July, I don't know. We'll just do something for the family. But like you said, that's plenty. That's a lot.
When your brother has to listen to a kid talk about his branding opportunities starting tomorrow, I'm sure he'll love it.
I'm sure he's going to be a big fan of that. There are going to be a lot of quarterbacks in high schools who they got to get their follower count up. Like, it's going to be really annoying when all you're trying to do is get your followers on Instagram. Like, you have to. If you want to make a bunch of money, you have to have your followers up. So high school kids are going to do, junior high kids are going to do everything they can to start building followers so that they can eventually get NIL money in high school. It's not just college, by the way.
Yeah.
It's Dusty and those guys have already signed high school kids.
Tomorrow's a big day in multiple ways for college sports. You have the NIL thing going to effect. And tomorrow is the last day you can enter the transfer portal and be eligible for the season.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's cutoff date.
So you might see an influx. Like, for example, Illinois had 6 guys enter the portal yesterday.
So here's the thing. I think at some point, some governing body is going to have to step in, and they're going to have to regulate in some way, shape, or form NIL. They're going to have to put some type of regulations in place. It can't be the Wild West, because as it stands now, it's going to end up hurting programs potentially pretty badly based on potential. There has to be some measure of oversight. There has to be. Until there is, though, you're going to have players and marketing reps doing what they're able to do. I mean, it's all perfectly above board now. But the other concern that I have, and this is a pretty big one, it's already a problem with transfer portal, the potential to recruit players off of another team, where once you sign a player, you ask any coach, the whole battle in recruiting is once you got a commitment, it used to be, okay, that's a commitment. And it was really considered dirty. It was really considered dirty pool to dirty poker, whatever you want to call it, dirty boxing, to start to re-recruit a kid who had already committed. That was like an unwritten rule. You don't keep recruiting somebody who's already committed. And that was considered, like, teams used to turn each other in. I had a friend of mine who got turned in for that by Willis Wilson at Rice, turned somebody in for continuing to recruit a player after he had committed. It was considered a no-no. Now, what I really worry about is, especially with NIL, a financial component, that teams are going to start recruiting players off of rosters where you don't even have that ability to keep your own guys, where somebody where teams will actively just scout other rosters and go in and just poach players. And that's a concern for me. I don't think that's what any NIL was not meant to do. This it was not meant to. It was meant to help people who had the opportunity to make money, but were being prevented from doing that, especially the YouTubers and, you know, that punter from UCF or whatever. There was this very specific thing in mind when NIL came, but the ability to make money off of your name and image for video games, to bring back college football, for jersey sales, things like that. Now it's turning into weapons, I think, to poach players off other rosters. And that violates the complete spirit of college football, where you recruit and you try to grow and build and develop players, and you've got an academic component where they go to classes. And yeah, you know, the idea that no athletes go to classes, obviously, completely. A giant percentage of them do, and a big percentage of them are going to graduate too. And so to act like there's no academic component, there is. To poach people out of schools with financial inducements and get them to go on the transfer portal, which, by the way, it's now made easier to play. Now you can transfer, drop in a transfer portal, play the next year. Like, that used to be the one saving grace that kept guys from just bouncing from school to school, is that they would have to sit out a year. Now that that's been eliminated, there really is nothing. There's no firewall in place for one team to just basically pay, just say, okay, we got a booster. Although it's going to be tricky how it's connected. You're going to have to figure out how you have the money, because I don't think boosters can do it directly. But we're going to – well, you can't do it through the school. Boosters can. We are going to basically pay you. We want that Georgia starting guard. We got more money over here at Alabama, and these are obviously random names. So we're going to recruit him and offer him money through UIL and try to steal him off the roster. That's not good. I don't think that should not be in play. I don't know how you stop it right now, because there are no safeguards. You can transfer immediately inside the conference, play immediately, and then you have NIL to basically just use that as an inducement to get guys to transfer. How do you stop it? What do you, like, I can't think of a way that you can stop that. The 1 year gap where you had to sit out a year, that would at least, especially in conference, that would at least give you, that was at least a deterrent to keep people from doing that.
It was, but there was still, the transfer portal was still full. Listen, if you're not playing and you're gonna leave,
why not go after a guy who is playing and that can make more money?
From his
sophomore to junior year.
Well,
that's my concern.
If you're poaching, if you're poaching players junior off of teams that are on current teams, then you should be. It's not like it's not happening anyway. Guys get calls. Hey, what?
Why would anyone stay on University of Houston if they can go to? Why would Alabama can go just say, oh, look
because
at this guy
you're not
from Houston.
You might not play at Alabama when you've got a job already at Houston. Well,
if you got money from Alabama, if you got money at Miami, what happened with De'Aaron King? Is that Miami money? Maybe Miami's going to be flush with money. That may be a spot, maybe a hotbed spot.
It's going to be for a quarterback, but we all know it's not going to happen.
It probably is mostly going to be quarterbacks, but what I would just argue is that if you got a good quarterback at North Dakota State, just go pay him and pull him out of there. Yeah. Let's just go pay him and pull him out. And now those teams become minor league systems. I guarantee that was never the intention of this, to have minor league systems. They already get the short end of the stick. FCS and non-Power 5 teams already get the short end of the stick.
But same
They're
token,
not going to be able to handle
same token, the transfer portal is also going to feed guys who aren't playing at Alabama, guys who aren't playing at Georgia, guys who aren't playing at Florida are going to go, I got to take a step down, and I got to go to smaller schools where I can get on the field.
Not worried about that, and I'm not trying to – I understand transfer
so
portal
it's gonna
is
work
here to
both
stay.
Ways.
Transfer portal is here to stay. Yeah. I think that's the way it was meant to work.
Weren't being pulled off teams and get – when De'Aaron King was free – you know what the bidding was for De'Aaron King? When De'Aaron King said, I'm leaving University of Houston, the bidding was crazy for him.
Bidding?
Yeah.
There's no.
Oh, really? There was none? Okay.
Players
say
are 44, starving.
ESPN.
Players are starving in the street. There was no money.
Some players. We didn't say all of them.
There was no money.
Oh, really?
We didn't say all players.
All right. De'Aaron King because this is illegal. Brand new. Guys getting paid now.
So you're saying Miami gave illegal inducements?
I'm just saying the bidding was crazy. Bell?
I can't speak to that. I don't know the transaction.
Well, and you had that? Stripper poles at University of Miami. That's an added inducement.
Houston never had a stripper pole. Never in this city.
No.
But you know what? Your fear, Lance, is all because NCAA has said we don't want anything to do with this. They have backed away from legislation themselves the entire time. So your fear, there are no rules being in place?
No, because
you know what? They didn't want to put rules in place.
Everyone acts like they're scared. This is what I feel like the NCAA is doing. Oh, okay. So you don't want to do that? Okay. Now you can handle it yourself.
That's
good
right.
luck.
As opposed,
it almost feels like they're basically
as opposed
saying,
to
there
being,
you go.
Yeah.
Now you guys figure
well,
it
as
out.
As opposed to being an advocate for players and for the sport. Okay, this is what you wanted. Now watch the Wild West, everybody. We'll sit back and we'll see how it works.
Well, that is what
instead of actually being a governing body.
No, but then do you want them to have limitations? The
no.
NCAA would have limitations. Do you want them to put any limitations on
they
anything?
They can't because they'll get sued.
So which one is it? How? What do you want
well,
the
no,
NCAA
no,
to do?
Well, no, but you could set up some rules. You could actually, like he said, how about educating all the students? How about educating the universities about what this is going to happen
no.
instead of going, oh, you want this? Okay.
But No. The transfer portal thing has already – they gave everyone what they wanted, and now you do have – look, I thought it was a great idea and a fair idea. Once you're done with the school, like the linebacker who went to LSU from North Dakota State, once you get your degree and you're a graduate student, same thing with Russell Wilson – yeah, that's fine. That's kind of cool that you get to go take your last year to another school. That was like and that's a new way of recruiting. Hey, we want to get these grad students to come over. Open portal for anybody at any time very, very quickly, and now you have a financial component. To me, I just think you're really asking
you mean like
for
coaches.
Problems.
You mean like
you're
coaches.
Really asking for problems. No, I don't mean like coaches.
Yeah, that's
I mean
how it
like
is,
the
though.
Players.
That's how it is, though. With coaches. It's an open portal at any time. Even if you've got 4 or 5 years left on your deal,
whoa,
might leave those schools for more money.
Hold on.
Is now what the students
hold
are
on.
Doing.
I've been against that the whole time.
Well, that's
everyone
happening,
else has
though.
Been for it. No,
that's
I'm against contracts should be contracts.
But they're not, though.
Well, then step in and stop. The schools are giving it to them, though.
But, Lance, it's happening. You can say that shouldn't be that way, but that's how it is. That's exactly how
then
it
make
is.
Then make the entire thing, then make the buyouts $50 million.
Well, you can't. Because
why?
Because a coach won't go there. He won't. He still
why?
Say no. Because my buyout's too much. I'm not going to your school.
Then the coaches.
If you want that guy, you got to do everything to keep him.
Then how do you fix that? How do you fix that to where coaches have to live up to contracts?
You can't. You can't.
What do you mean?
Because the door's been open. Pandora's box is open,
and
that's the way it is. And now it's that way with students and everybody.
It's been opened by boosters and agents.
And these kids can go to a place, and the coach has gone a year into their.
That's not right either. I'm against all that stuff. The fact that someone could get a new contract after 1 year was outlandish.
But it's happening.
And then get a second contract after the third year.
What's the word?
Hey, stop talking about Kevin Sumlin.
Take a break.
Better take a break, Kevin.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's get Ryan in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about his Astros. We said call. He called. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas?
What's that?
I wonder if... you think if MLB is investigating A.J. Hinch about this so-called rainout? Because, I mean, ever since then, it's put bad juju on our Astros. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, this so-called rainout?
You think A.J. Hinch has something to do with the weather?
Well, apparently it wasn't nearly as bad as...
They were acting like it was a Bull Durham rainout, where it was an intentional,
yeah,
an intentional thing.
Slow him down.
And all of a sudden you got a doubleheader... The Astros really haven't been the same since then. That's true.
They haven't. Haven't been the same team.
Well, that and the orange wagon.
Dusty
saying the little orange wagon, those two things. And since the bullpen started doing not great and the hitter started not scoring, hitting, leaving runners on base. But like I said, it's just a little.
Those things?
It's a little hiccup, but it is disconcerting to have the Orioles scoring runs on you like you scored on them. We put a 13 spot on the Orioles. They just put one on us. Now, granted, they got some free runs off of Robel Garcia. So, you know, we kind of gave them some runs.
Yeah.
But they still put a 13 spot on the Astros. The Orioles. The Orioles did. The Orioles put 9 on you. The Orioles have busted 22 on you in the last two games. And now they're trying to sweep you at home. What?
What the?
Who did this? Who said this could happen?
AJ do this?
Luis Garcia is a lock today.
Ooh. I don't know about that.
Luis Garcia is a lock.
Did you just say lock?
Yep. Lock it up. Wow. I guarantee Luis Garcia will win. Well,
I'm more concerned about the guys, you know, behind him hitting when they need to come up in a big spot.
Yeah, it's hard to hit Orioles pitching.
Well,
it has been. We've seen it.
Well, I mean, they did score 3 yesterday.
It really has.
They are hitting. They're just not getting runners in.
I have less concerns about him and a lot more about these guys in the lineup. How about we stop leaving 12 on base?
Yeah.
12 and 13, 25 men left on base over the last two games. That's a concern. So today you've got okay, so for the Orioles you got Matt Harvey. Remember when Matt Harvey was the thing?
Yeah.
He's 3-9 with a 7.54 this year. He was Mr. Met at one point. Now he's 3-9 with a 7.54 and a WHIP of 1.74. You think that's what scares you? A 1.74 WHIP? 3-9? Now his ERA has gotten better the last seven days, which would be actually one start. 5 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Looks pretty good. So yeah, I'm not. Here's what his last five starts have looked like. Let's see. In reverse order, 3 earned runs, 4 earned runs, 5 earned runs, 7 earned runs, 1 earned run. Home runs, 2-0, 0-2, 1. Yeah, I'd say you're going to be looking at the Astros being about a minus 300 favorite today. It's going to be another monster favorite. And they are a lock. Let's check. I'll check what the boys are right now. The Astros are minus 280. Whew. And they make you lay 2.5 runs if you want to play like an alternate line. Man, that is a lot. Minus 1.5 runs for the Astros is minus 150. But they're a lock, so it really doesn't matter what the number is. I don't really care. Congratulations, Astros.
No, you're taking them today, minus 280?
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of which, have you seen what this guy did?
Not minus 280, minus 1.5 runs.
A $15.50 bet paid $1.36 million.
What? It paid or he... Are you sure he won?
In London, a London-based bettor, $1.36 million this week on a $15.50 bet. A six-leg parlay. He bet Croatia to beat Scotland, plus 140.
Okay.
I mean, that's just plus 140. Yeah. But that ain't big. England to defeat the Czech Republic, minus 182.
Okay.
Steve Stricker to win Bridgestone Seniors PGA.
Oh, that's
plus,
high.
It was only plus 500, 5-1.
Yeah, but that plus 500, when you have a six-teamer, it elevates everything. I hit something with an Everton over... Like Liverpool is plus 600. Ooh.
Nelly Korda to win the KPMG plus 1400.
Oh my gosh.
Victor Hovland to win the BMW International Open plus 650. And Harris English to win the Travelers Championship plus 3500.
This guy knows 35
to 1. He said it was an 8-hole playoff, which was the final leg, Harris English. An 8-hole playoff.
Can you imagine sweating that with that guy, just knowing that your friend had that?
He said, I was really sure about the other tournaments. I didn't know Harris English, but he said it was pretty nerve-wracking 8-hole playoff for $1.36 million.
And there's no way that you can. There's no way
you could have faded it.
How?
Well, you could have bet a couple $100,000 on Kramer Hickok.
In the midst of a playoff?
Probably, yeah.
You had to go.
But I don't know who's going to take your $100,000.
If Lloyd's had a, if they put a line, they probably hung a line, yeah. I guess, at some point. You'd have to get right. Well, yeah, but, I don't know.
But not only that, on the 18th
Not Lloyd's
hole,
of London. What are they called?
No, it's a.
Bet.
No. Yeah, what is the betting place?
Hill, whatever hill.
Yeah, right. He had to make a putt on 18 to get to the playoff.
Oh, my God.
And then he had to drain. Then he drained a 16. And Kramer Hickok had all kinds of chances to win it.
He did?
He did. And it was like, I cannot imagine having 1.36 million riding on an 8-hole playoff. He said I almost had a heart attack.
So was it, do you just keep playing until someone wins, or is it 8-hole playoff?
No. It's a sudden death.
Sudden death. So it just went
at any time.
Yeah.
It could have ended.
Yeah, it was sudden death. Okay. It was sudden death. It wasn't 8-hole playoff. It was sudden death that went 8 holes.
That went 8 holes.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was the longest.
What? I mean.
Second longest ever.
What would be the feeling? Like, how would that feel?
Oh.
You're sweating it for that long?
No.
What does that last? 8 holes are probably going to last.
Oh, no.
I mean, 8 holes probably lasted about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, a good hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just sweating the whole time. Every shot, you're screaming at the television.
He said when he won the playoff, I was very relieved. Oh, really? I thought he had lost it after some wayward tee shots on the 18th hole, which was they played the 18th hole over and over. After a while, they played it multiple times, and he had some, you know, he didn't have the best drives, and he was like, I thought I was going to lose it, and sure enough, he ended up winning it. 1.36 million on a six-leg parlay. Unbelievable. I mean, this guy really knows his golf, though.
Obviously.
Yeah. He really knows his golf, which is unbelievable to have to pick four winners, four big dogs, not that they were huge dogs. Plus 500 at a golf tournament is not a big dog. No. Plus 650 for Victor Hovland is not a big dog. But to pick Harris English, unbelievable. It's 858 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. Well, you know what the guy has now? He's got cash and charisma.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. Charisma Car Wash. CARISMA. CharismaWash.com. That's a website that you use to find one of the three locations. Do not change the channel. I'm about to give you a hookup. $10 for the rest of the month. $10 off the Ultimate or Lava Wash. The Ultimate Wash is this super high-end car wash that has it's got all the bells and whistles on the external wash. And you've got $14 wash that turns into $4. The Lava Wash, which gives you that lava wax protection, that's $17 that turns into a $7 car wash for you. They have a ton of other features. Therefore, you got the vacuums to knock out the interior. And the wash is simple. It's quick. It's fast. And it's very, very inexpensive. Even when you get a standard wash, if you just want to roll through a standard wash, that's going to be $6. But right now with the promo code 5975, why would you not take advantage of the Ultimate for $4 or the Lava for $7? Get your car tightened up after all this rainy weather. Make sure that you get it clean at CharismaWash.com. CharismaWash.com. Three locations in the Houston area. And a $10 discount when you use the promo code 5975, tell all your friends, your neighbors, your family members, your coworkers, you all get the hookup all the way through June. So take advantage of it today. CharismaWash.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.